right before that, an announcement of some sort. Next year, from March to August, Lisbon will host an exhibition on Steve Paxton's life as a performer. I had the luck to be a curator of that exhibition with Joao Fiadero. I'm in, because Steve is an anarchist in heart, he didn't store anything really of his traces. So if people in here have Paxtonabilians, Paxton memorabilians, please come to me and we can maybe have an exchange around that. That's the first thing. The second, the time thing, is actually connected. It's a desire and an imagination that we had with Joao. To give an excuse to people to come to Lisbon, because it's at the far end of Europe. We were thinking of organizing a longer time school of improvisation. It would be called the School of Real Time, and that's what that's what I'm about to talk about. The idea of the school is to consider improvisers as experts on alternative way of thinking about time. Improvisation is, by definition, in the Latin way of speaking of it, the faculty to speak or act out of time. That's how extempore, gerendi facultas in Quintilian words. And the idea is to question where that out of time leads us. Where is that ultimate time leading us? We kind of have an idea of what is the time that improvisation is leaving off. And so that's what I want to talk right now about, is this idea that we have a conviction that we live in a fake time. This time that organizes us, the time of clocks, the time of days, weeks, and calendars, is fake. It's not. It's a fabricated and an illusion of time. It is an illusion and a fabricated time because it's equal to itself. A second equals a second. A minute equals a minute. A day equals a day. Which, obviously, none of us would agree with. None of us has ever experienced a second that was equal to a second. Some seconds last hours, hours last weeks, and some weeks last a second. So we know from felt experience that time isn't what the clock is teaching us, isn't that unit repeating itself constantly. Time is durations, rhythms, speeds that are constantly varying. So it's the idea is to say, okay, maybe there are different improvisation techniques that will lead us to different ways in thinking times, different times. I insist on the plural, because it's the school of the real time, so you have the illusion that we will find the real time, and then it's good. But really, it should be the school of real times, because precisely the fake time is fake because it's one, because there's only one, and that's the fakeness of it. The fakeness of it is to make us believe that there's only one time, when really there's a multiplicity of durations in any situation. Right now, in this very room, different speeds of attention are happening that makes those 5 minutes last longer or shorter depending on where you are situated, the heat that is on you, not speaking of the non-human beings that are around us, together with us, and that are experiencing time, obviously, in a very different way than we are. So the idea is to say, okay, what do we do when we improvise that connects us to another time? One of the forms, there's many answers, obviously, but one of the ways to answer that question would be the topology, like the arrow of time is, for those of you who know Joao, you know what I'm speaking about, he's obsessed with that thing. The arrow of time, it's a very specific way of representing time, linearly, also going from behind to the front, right? Obviously, there are other times, other topologies of time. Most peoples that live with oral traditions don't have a conception of linear time, which probably is linked to the fact that writing is influencing us in thinking linearly of the things that happen sequentially. Most people that live in oral traditions have a representation as you most... Ah, no!
No, 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 no,